The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But I'm sure many of you, like me, were watching the opening game of the World Cup last night between Mexico and South Africa. So you may be aware of the big talking point come out of it. No, not the three red cards, but the mid-game water and ad breaks. Because midway through each half, the referee stopped play to give the players a water break and we were given an ad break. So is that really necessary, or is it just the further Americanization of sport and life here in Ireland? Well, to discuss all of this, I'm joined now by sports writer Kieran Cunningham and Paul Hosford of the Irish Examiner. You're both very welcome to the programme. To come to you first, Kieran, water breaks, right? They're not a new phenomenon. We've seen them before in previous tournaments. How do you feel about them?
I don't like them, and I don't think many football fans or anybody involved in the game likes them, because they disrupt the flow. Like, it's very much an American innovation. It's a norm in American sport. And largely over the years, that has been dictated by TV. And I think that is, you know, even though they're painting it as a player welfare issue, I think the main incentive for FIFA to do this was that the TV companies would be happy with the break, because there are natural breaks in games anyway. Like, any game you watch, you see players taking on fluids regularly, so you don't need 2-3 minute breaks. And also the fact, like, this night's game was at altitude, and some of the games are in indoor arenas where the temperature is controlled, so it's not particularly hot. But they've put the water breaks in for every game, so that makes you very suspicious of the motivation behind it.
Yeah, I mean, some of the games will be played in plus 30 degree temperatures, where maybe it is a bit more understandable that you have to have these set breaks. But the game last night, it was just 23 degrees. It wasn't that hot. And it was the length, actually, of the water breaks that really struck me. They were 3 minutes each. Do they need to be so long?
Yeah, 3 minutes. And Fox in the US actually missed the restart of the game because they were still in an ad break. And I worked in the 94 World Cup in America, and I remember Jack Charlton became utterly obsessed with getting water on board, because a couple of the games of Florida and even the games in New York, they were played in very high temperatures. And people will remember when the players lined up for the anthem, Steve Staunton, who's obviously red-haired and a pale complexion, kept a baseball cap on. He looked like he was melting. You do have to get fluids on. But last night wasn't as jarring as I think it will be later in the tournament, because it was quite a one-sided game, even though it was tight up till the second half and the sendings off. But I think when things get more tense and the stakes are higher in the bigger games, and if there's disruption to the flow, people will not be happy. It's also Kira, terrestrial TV, one of the only things it has now that people go to is live sport. And you don't want to give people an excuse to click out of it, or, you know, to switch off. And during the break, particularly if the game isn't particularly great, people might say, what's on another channel? And they might go back. So I think it could be counterproductive as well.
Yeah, funny. That's what I did last night when I was watching the game. The water break came, the ad came, and I went up into the kitchen to do something, hang out some laundry, I think. And I actually forgot about the game. And by the time I got back, I'd missed about 8 or 10 minutes of sort of the second part of the first half. But I wasn't particularly bothered, because it wasn't a great game anyhow.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it's kind of artificial as well, because it's allowing in-game coaching to an extent that was never there before. So you are fundamentally changing the nature of the sport by allowing that, and it's something that's not allowed in other competitions or other international games. So why is it suddenly coaches are allowed to make significant changes in 2 breaks in every single game?
To bring you in, Paul, Kieran mentioned Fox News last night, and it was actually interesting to see Fox News or Fox Sports. They said, this hydration break is brought to you by Gatorade. So it was clear that they were going to pump us with ads during that break. I mean, commercially, it's really valuable to broadcasters, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And like Kieran said, one of the few things that terrestrial TV and TV in general has is live sport, and you can feel it creeping in. Even if you watch the Premier League, you go around, the pitches have, every team has these full-on LED screens that are around the pitches and they're flashing ads at you constantly throughout the 45 minutes. It's actually quite distracting. I'm an Aston Villa fan, and during Aston Villa's Europa League win this year, the games would have been on TNT Sports. And when HBO Max launched, because they're under the same corporate umbrella, you'd be... I remember the semi-final first leg against Nottingham Forest. Villa had just conceded. And as an Aston Villa fan of a certain age, you're sitting there and you're thinking, am I ever going to see us win a trophy in my adult life? Is this going to happen with 1-0 down? And Darren Fletcher, the TNT commentator, immediately goes, the highly anticipated third season of Euphoria is now streaming. And as a football fan, it just dragged you right out of it. And you're thinking, am I here to watch a drama about teens who do drugs, or am I here to watch football? It was really, really jarring. And then for every game that TNT had towards the end of the season, there would be a moment, 5-10 minutes left, where they would just tell you what's on HBO Max. So they're advertising to you as you're watching the game, and not just, you know, next week we'll have Liverpool, Manchester United or whatever. It's constant, this bombardment. If you're ever in the States and you watch it, because American sports are so stop start and they're used to cramming ads in, you will just have ads that just kind of flash across the bottom of the screen, kind of sometimes animated, sometimes just a banner ad that just come and tell you buy this thing. So it's more pervasive. I think the thing with the water breaks is that, one, they break up the play. I thought last night South Africa had started to kind of get to grips with the game a little bit. They were 1-0 down and their flow was interrupted. But I think the FIFA logic towards it, this player welfare thing, it's admirable in a way. But this is the same organisation which invented a tournament last year, which effectively means that elite players won't get a break for a proper summer break for the guts of 2 or 3 years. And at the same time, FIFA is telling us that the tactical timeout that the teams have started to take, where the goalkeeper will go down, pretend to be injured, and all of the players will go to the sideline and talk to the manager, that they're banning that. And on the other hand, bringing in this water break where everybody goes to the sideline. Now, if it was really about hydration, you would just allow somebody on with water and the players could get it where they were standing, and it would be half the time. You could talk about 90 seconds or whatever, but I think 3 minutes of teams coming off and having this long discussion, it's a lot, and it breaks up the game in a way that isn't really welcome.
I do agree with you. I think how viewers emotionally experience a game and the whole rhythm and the momentum of a football match is broken because of these breaks. And I do, as I say, I don't understand why they're 3 minutes long. But broadcasters don't have to go to ads, do they, Kieran?
No, they don't. They have, like RT went on the first break, but they didn't for the second. I don't know, was that planned? I know Richie Sadlier had a go at the idea of it, so I don't know how that would have gone down well with the commercial side in RT. But the I've been to a fair number of tournaments that were played in very hot temperatures. Like, this isn't unusual. Like, most, even some of the European World Cups have been played in very high temperatures, and they never had these hydration breaks. And like, I keep going back to it. Watch any game you watch, no matter League of Ireland, Premier League, Scottish League, Champions League. Players are taking fluids on regularly. The backroom staff get the water on to them. So I don't see why. I think this is it's a Trojan horse, really, to just get in, further commercialise the game rather than the player welfare thing, to be honest.
Would you be concerned, Paul, that this will spread further, that we will see this now in all major tournaments?
Oh yeah, I think what we've learned from football with these things is, once the stable door is open, the horse has bolted. I think that you're going to have to kind of bake this in. You know, the next World Cup is going to be Spain, Portugal, Morocco, with games in South America. The one after that is Saudi Arabia. So I think you can probably expect that they're here to stay. Now, the idea of a hydration break in Euro 2028, which we played in amongst others in Dublin in 2 years, if you were to look out the window today and say that people needed to have a 3 minute water break after 20 minutes running in that, I think people would probably laugh at you. But I think they will just be baked in as part and parcel of major tournaments.
Briefly, Kieran, you think that's it? Baked in, no going back here? Notwithstanding what fans think or say?
I wouldn't be so sure. I think this is pressure that's come from the American side, and FIFA, Gianni Infantino is very much in bed with the Americans. So I think this is American innovation and might end with America.
All right, Kieran Cunningham and Paul Hosford, thanks so much for speaking to us on the Clare Byrne Show on that.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.